DOE back in session. All right. I'm going to try to go to Greg again on 131. We're about 30 minutes early with him.
This is Greg. I'm unavailable right now. I'm leaving a message. I'll be right back.
Greg is still shaving.
Is there another phone number? Yeah. Is there another phone number maybe somewhere?
Not on my sheet.
No. Let me check my...
All right. I'm going to try...
My program.
You have another number?
I'm going to look right now.
The number we have on our sheet ends in 55.
I don't, under real estate, I can check personal property if he's paying on his furniture, fixtures, and et cetera.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to try to call BOE 143, 44, and 46, Tall Timbers.
BOE 56 is called the office. City has 15 minutes.
Let's call BOE 56. Walmart. Hi, Walter. David Akers. I appreciate you trying to take us up early. It's Taney County BOE.
Yeah, thank you. And just to be very transparent here, I am at work, but I have 15 minutes, so hopefully we can get it done in 15. If not, I can talk any time after 3 today.
Okay, I think we can probably do this in a couple of minutes. Walter, with respect to your LLC here, does the LLC or any of the owners of the LLC own any other rental properties in Taney County?
No.
Okay, this is the only one?
Correct.
Okay, and it's in a nightly rental or a short-term rental program?
It is.
Okay. Have you appealed more than just classification on this?
On there it says
I have exemption. Not. No, that's the only thing I'm appealing is classification.
Valuation. On this thing up there it says valuation. And
okay, and the valuation that you appealed is just because the commercial rate, it would up your taxes, I guess. So if we change this to a mixed use classification like we do on our other properties, are you familiar with that argument?
I'm not, but I think early on when I contacted the county, it was explained to me it's like it'd be 75% just regular residential and 25% commercial. Is that what you're referring to?
Correct. In other words, that would change your taxes. It's not going to change the assessed value of the property, but it would change the rate that would be charged, and your taxes would be less. So,
he has exemption
checked. Okay, what is there something about exemption, or is that an accident?
You're asking me the question?
I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just trying to go through the form. I wasn't sure what exemption meant.
Gotcha. Okay, that's more like a religious organization, exempt from tax kind of thing.
I see.
All right, well, here would be my motion on this. Let me explain it to you first. What we've been doing in Taney County, when you or the owners of an LLC or an LLC just owns one rental property in Taney County, we'll give a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. And any other properties that are acquired by the LLC or the owners and put in a nightly rental program, they would be taxed at 100% commercial. So given that, I would make a motion on BOE 56 that we change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and deny a change in valuation or discrimination.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That change in classification will change the amount of the tax, and I assume from based on our conversations that was what you were wanting. So.
Well, I do have a comment and a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I sent P&Ls over. You should have those in my file because they confirm they received them. And, you know, what this is creating as HOA fees have almost doubled on this property, this creating a situation where this is devaluing the vineyards there by Branson. You know, as a property owner, having a nice rental program to help, you know, supplement the family having a place there.
Right.
It starts decreasing the value of the properties because your numbers just become that much more negative. And I'm starting to see that. So my general comment is you tax something and it tends to go away. And this is being taxed, increasing the cost to my family. And so the thing as a result we're considering is we could do far better putting this in a long-term rental program where, you know, if it's by the month or a longer-term lease, it wouldn't be considered commercial and save the increase in taxes. I mean, is the board looking at it from that perspective as well?
Walter, we can't. We're a citizen board that takes tax appeals in the case. We can't really look at economic data because what people choose to do with their property, we can't really control. It's certainly true that the market here in Taney County has gotten much more saturated on the nightly rental market, so people are starting to convert properties to some extent over to the long-term rental. And that, if you do that, you need to notify the assessor's office what you're doing with it so that they know they can put that, your change your classification back. But, I mean, we're not here to raise – I mean, our job is not to try to raise taxes or generate taxes for the county. We're just here to value property and to get them in the right classification. So based on that, the only other question I have before I finalize this motion, this 138,760, is that –
That's correct.
That's the correct – okay. All right. No, but we greatly appreciate you owning in Taney County, and we've treated you the same as we're treating everyone else in this same situation as far as the formula that we use. So,
yeah.
Okay. Motion's going to pass.
My final question, simple one, really.
Uh-huh.
We as a family just to convert this over to a longer-term rental. I'm assuming that longer term means 1 month or more. In other words, you're not doing nightly rentals.
Right.
Who do we notify and by when so that we're not taxed at a higher amount this go forward year?
I'll let the assessor answer that question for you.
You would need to call the assessor's office and ask for a nightly rental affidavit, which will let you change your status. It would not change, though, until the first of next year. So if you decide to do this, you need to make that decision before December 31st.
Okay, so the taxes we will, the taxes that will be assessed for 2025 will be at the 7525, or will it be as residential and we just need to get that in by the 1st of January 2026?
No, this year will be 2575. She's just saying notify her if you're going, in other words, whatever it is on January 1, that's what, of the year, that's what you get classified or taxed at.
We would need to notify the office via affidavit before the end of the year, essentially.
The assessor has an affidavit sheet, they've created on nightly rental, so they're just, it's basically saying, I don't use the property nightly rental anymore, and I'm changing the classification.
It has to be signed and dated.
Yep, that sounds good. All right, thanks for the clarification, guys.
All right. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days. And, again, thank you for owning Taney County.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Going back to Tall Timbers. Try again. Thank you.
reached them.
One more time on BOE 131. We're not very far from its time. I think those are the only two we've got left today, if that's correct. You guys want to... 2:45 is the time of the other one. Do you guys want to recess for 15 minutes or...
Sure.
15, 20 minutes. I don't really know we have a choice. All right, we'll be in recess until we'll try back at 2:40.